previously on the Experience Corporation.
Who are we going to reconnect with?
He's a friend from high school. We just ran a magic shop together. Billy was really into cloud racing.
I saw a news piece about how cloud car magic disrupts the city's weather patterns.
No. You're thinking of storm engines, and we never got into those.
The above ground? The land of the lawless and floating boulders? Belmont? I don't think that's Santa.
Yes, Georgie.
Good to see you again, little cricket.
Put me down, please. Cameo, this is Bad Call Billy.
Delmont, I have to tell you something. I'm deathly afraid of hot dogs.
It's time for the daily Bad Call Billy hot dog competition. 3, 2, what is that?
Everybody get down!
I'm Hammerhead, the fastest cloud racer in the above ground. You think you still have what it takes? Then enter the Cloud Prix. If I win, I get the scrap heap.
Fine. And if I win, all your cloud racers go in the forever hole.
Deal.
Good.
Experience the world through eyes not unlike your own. Take in the feeling. Just like the real thing.
Experience the world now.
So what are you waiting for? See it, hear it, touch it, feel it, love it, live it the X-Corp way.
What will you experience today?
Get a job, sign a lease,
go home, steal a car,
cast a spell, be a star.
Do it all over again.
Brought to you by the Experience Corporation. What will you experience today?
Here we are, the old digs. Maybe a few more rat roaches than the last time you saw it, but I made a few upgrades you might like.
Whoa. This is incredible.
Told you.
It's all right.
An autothermic reality denier? Twin cryolators with hyperbolic cooling nozzles? A pizza oven?
When hunger bad calls.
This is all exactly to my specifications. It's the garage we always wanted. The implementation is a little shoddy. This rubberized arcane flute comes right off. But it's all here. Every last nut and quantum fabulator. When did you finish all of this?
Sometime between now and the day you left the scrap heap and never looked back. Thought if you saw it, you'd give up on the whole magic school thing.
That never would have worked. But this is really great, Billy.
Huh. I may have had to take some subatomic energy converters for the pizza oven.
You stripped my racers for a pizza oven?
Guilty as charged. But if pizza's wrong, I'd rather be wrong.
Yeah, but does the pizza oven even have a cooling rack?
Yeah, it does. Right next to the automatic slicer.
Oh, wow, you've thought of everything.
Why, you want a slice?
Well, here's the workspace.
Oh, Billy. My creations! What did he do to you? Where are my tools?
You heard him. Let's get Delmont some tools.
Right here, boss, just like you asked.
Oh, you poor thing. What has he done to you? I can't believe he let your Magiflume grease over. And who puts spare tires on a cloud car? Billy, what is going on here?
These racers are just missing that old deli touch. I could never do repairs like you could. But the Cloud Prix's in a week, so you got plenty of time.
That's pretty tight.
If it's too much for you, I can...
Didn't say that. I'm just not repairing this antiquated hardware. If we're going to win, we need to start from scratch. A ground-up build.
I like the sound of that.
Delmont, can I have a word with you for a second?
Kind of busy.
It shouldn't take long.
I'll be right back, Billy.
All right.
Cameo, why are you acting weird?
I have some concerns.
Okay. What would those be?
First, you tell me you're just doing an eating competition. Then you want to join this illegal sky race. Now you want to take a week building a new cloud racer?
It's not a big deal. And you said X-Corp would be fine with it.
Yeah, if nothing goes wrong, but weather magic is super dangerous, and it leaves a lot of room for things to, you know, go wrong.
What do you even know about weather magic?
I watch TV.
Look, they make it seem like a lot worse than it is. I did this stuff as a kid. And now I have a degree in technical magic application.
I know.
So, yeah, I have it under control.
I just want to make sure that you know what you're getting into. You seem a little too, and I hate to say this, jazzed out there.
Isn't that a good thing? I thought you wanted me to take the initiative.
And I love that quality in an experiencer. But maybe show initiative without potentially upsetting the delicate weather ecosystem of Three Cloud City?
If this is really bothering you, we can start training for the next hot dog competition.
You know, on second thought, a rogue rain cloud never hurt anyone. What's a few broken laws amongst friends anyway? Let's just try to keep a low profile, okay?
You got it.
Hey, but what should I do while you're working on your beeps and boops?
Yeah, Billy, I need parts. A lot of parts, okay? And I need them yesterday.
Georgie, call Dirty Toby. He'll get us anything we need. You don't mind if the parts are a little sticky?
Not preferred, but not a deal breaker.
Observation's fine. I'll just be appreciating
Billy,
the moment over here.
What was that?
Oh, I was just saying if you need anything, I'm happy to help. But I like what I'm doing too. Observation's cool, so I just look at the pizza oven.
Okay, cool.
Oh yeah, you got it. Yep. You got it.
Okay, that's the energy from the blasters rerouted to the propulsion systems. We are making decent time.
It's amazing the time you save by not sleeping.
I've been taking micro-naps.
Looks like your partner is over there taking a macro-nap.
What? Hey, Cameo.
Hooks for hands.
Sorry, nightmare. What's going on?
You're sleeping on the job.
Let him sleep. He can't offer us much help anyway.
Well, I've been asking to do stuff. I even organized the cloud vapor canisters by color.
Oh, you didn't need to do that. I've been so in the zone, I didn't even notice.
Maybe you could take a break. Yeah.
Why would I take a break?
It's been 4 days and you've hardly slept.
And?
Well, I think I'm going to head back to the X-Corp campus and shower. We're starting to stink.
Okay, if you want. Take your time. There's no rush.
Communicator, please call a cloud cab to my location. See how easy that was? No hijacking.
Yeah, I'll see you soon.
Okay, and head out now.
Yeah, what? Oh, bye, Cameo.
Okay, bye.
Your partner was right. You've been going pretty hard.
I know. It's been great.
Maybe you should take a break.
We have so much more to do.
Just 10 minutes.
Fine. This lounge would have been nice back in the day.
Do you still drink cherry blasters? I never stopped stocking them.
I haven't had one of these in years.
Cheers to Delmont coming back to the scrap heap.
I'm not back. This is just an assignment. Once we win the race, I'm going back to where I belong.
Of course.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing, Cricket. Let's just focus on the job.
Billy, spit it out.
Well, I was listening to Talking Tech Making Magic the other morning.
Oh no. Please don't, no.
One mage, all radials. Still cracks me up. Why are you not stoked? You got to ask Celeste Zapper a question.
I should have never wasted her time like that. It was a stupid question.
Sounded like the corporate magic life isn't living up to your expectations.
I'm not even in a magic department. I'm in a social pod. A stranger experiences pod.
Wait. You left the above ground, where you were the most feared and talented technomage, and you don't even have a job doing magic?
It's magic adjacent. Kind of. All that time sitting in classes full of idiots and the long nights bent over the work table just to end up having stranger experiences.
I believe that would be a textbook example of irony.
What do you know about irony?
Bad Call Billy isn't a nickname. It's a title. You, of all people, should know that.
It's only a matter of time. Once I see my real potential, I'll get transferred to the magic pod. Just have to show them. Then I can get my hands on some real lab equipment, have funding for my research, even publish in magic journals. No more limits on what I can or should do.
And you'll ditch Cameo, just like you did me, huh?
He'll be fine without me. He had partners before me and will have more after. He loves this job. It's like they were built for it.
Well, we all deserve to be somewhere that we fit in.
Yeah. That's 10.
You timed our break?
You said tight 10. Now come on, grab the electrolifter and help me get this buoyancy regulator in.
Sure. But let me show you something really quick.
Hollow schematics? What are these for?
Just look.
This looks like... Billy, is this a plan to build what I think it is?
Sure is.
Communicator, suspend experience data. Enter privacy mode.
Experiencer, privacy mode engaged.
Are you out of your mind? Storm engines are extremely volatile. This could create a superstorm that wipes out an entire district.
That's why I need you to build it, Deli. I call it the Turbonado Drive. It uses the power of a condensed tornado. There's no way Hammerhand has anything like this.
Yeah, and for good reason.
Right, forgot you get squeamish about these kind of things.
I'm not squeamish, I just don't have a death wish. There is testing the line, and then there is crossing it.
You know why I wanted to race in the first place?
The prize money, the local fame, and the sweet thrill of danger?
I mean, yeah, but really, I wanted everybody up here to know what you could do. That's why I pushed so hard for it. But you were afraid.
I was not afraid.
You were afraid it would make you look bad for magic school applications. But why should you care now? You already have the degree and the job. What do you have to lose?
It's not...
All I'm saying is, as long as you're here, why not really be here? Show them all what you can do.
Okay, fine. I'll incorporate some of this into the Cloud Racer.
Yes, that's the deli I remember.
But you cannot talk to me about any of this, okay? X-Corp is listening. And we only use it if we get behind, which we 100% won't. Got it?
Whatever you say, Delmont.
Documenting reactivated. X-Corp hopes you had a pleasant bathroom experience.
Wow, that is invasive.
Just try to ignore it. Electrolifter? Please?
Good to have you back.
I'm not... It's good to build with you again, Billy. All right, let's get these diagnostics going. Let's check the buoyancy regulator.
Gotcha.
Yes, can you lift it a little? Okay. Oh, okay, great. Perfect.
Good luck on your entrance exam. And tell your wife I said hi.
What a lovely ride.
For the game.
Huh?
Hey, Bad Georgie!
Oh.
Cameo!
Go. Get out of here.
Hey, BG, who are you talking to?
Okay, a guy can't talk to himself anymore?
A guy can definitely talk to himself.
About what? A secret?
Oh, secrets? What is this? An interrogation?
Oh, no, sorry, I'm not a cop.
Don't sweat it. Anyway, let's go, Cambo. I'm sure Billy and Delmon are wondering where we are. You know, us sidekicks.
Of course. Wait, what did you call me?
Hello, Cloud Racing fans. It's shaping up to be a great day for a race. The weather is perfect for now.
Bad Georgie, I need you to start the incantated oil swab.
You can't tell me what to do.
But I can. Swab. Now.
Right away, Billy. My pleasure, Billy. Just know that this swab is for him, not you.
I can live with that.
Relax, Deli. This racer has come together like a pair of ideologically opposed detectives. We have this in the bag.
So, are you feeling good about the race?
Look who's back from the candied apple stand.
Actually, they were out of candy, so it's just an apple on a stick.
Bet you feel pretty stupid now.
Cameo, can you give me a hand with something under the hood?
Oh, yes, dear partner. Anything.
Hold this. Can you try and get along with Billy? Please?
What did I say? It's just what it is. It's an apple on a stick.
It's for like one more hour. Then we win the race and get out of here.
I just have a bad feeling about all of this. I didn't tell you, but the last few nights, Bad Georgie has been sneaking off to talk with some mystery person.
So? Are you his mom?
I'd be honored. But when I ask him about it, he gets all cagey.
Whatever. He's a weird guy. Everything is going to be fine.
I wouldn't call disrupting the delicate meteorological balance of our perfect city fine, but okay.
Communicator, take yourself and Cameo's comm into privacy mode.
Please remember to wash your hands.
How did you control my communicator?
It doesn't matter. Look, this Cloud Racer is the pinnacle of safety. We aren't even using the Storm Engine, okay?
You built a Storm Engine? Like the one you explicitly said you didn't use because they were super dangerous?
I literally just said we weren't going to use it.
Not using the... But we worked so hard on it.
I know, but it's not stable. With the wrong rotation, it could blow and form a super tornado. I want to win, not die.
Maybe we should just call this whole thing off.
The Cloud Pre is starting in 5 minutes, so finish up those safety checks. Unless you want to be scraped off some poor below-grounder's roof like yesterday's chum.
If you aren't going to help, just go. I'll find you after the race.
Fine, but don't blame me when the X-Corp fixers show up. I'll be up in the steward center.
So dramatic.
Look sharp. We got company.
Well, 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 well. Wow. A couple scrimps found their way to the racetrack.
Hammerhand.
So this is the piece of junk you'll race in. I'll throw it on the pile with the other crud I get from the scrap heap. Once I win it.
The only thing you'll win is a one-way ticket to the Forever Hole.
Oh, great high five, boss. Could you send a little bit of that over here next time?
I'll run circles around you, scrimps, no matter what you race in.
Me getting your racer?
Talk is cheap.
Remember to have fun out there. It'll be your last time.
You shut your mouth, Jazz, or I'll shut it for you.
Jazz.
Hey, Georgie, cool it.
But boss, I was defending your honor.
Georgie, don't you need to be making your way up to the steward center?
Yeah, you're right. Billy boss, I'll go right now.
Yeah, run along, little beetle. Hammerhand, out.
Did Georgie just call Hammerhand Jazz?
They have a bit of history, but forget about all that. Let's get this party started.
Okay, boss. You ready for this?
Yeah, ready to win.
Focus up. This isn't going to be easy.
I'm also here with Georgie. Hi.
Hey, Cambo, could you get me one of those apples on a stick? Yours just, it looks so good.
But the race is about to start.
Yeah. That's why, you know, I'm needed here and you're, you know.
Oh, yeah, right. No, I get it.
Yeah, cool. Take your time.
Racers, hold on to your hats and start those engines. We'll see you at the finish line.
We got this. Just like riding a bike.
And they're off.
Yahoo!
Looks like Hammerhand, Bad Call Billy, and Traps in the Fourth are pulling toward the front of the pack.
Boss, Hammerhand's coming up quick on your 5 o'clock. Oh, no, 4 o'clock. 3 o'clock!
Okay, we get it. Billy, what's the plan?
Let them have the slight lead. Lure them into a false sense of confidence, then boom! We lose them in Float Rock Pass.
Psychological warfare. I love it. Look out! Ah, okay, bank left.
Gotcha!
The first racers are entering Float Rock Pass, a truly treacherous stretch of track full of floating boulders. Just another reminder that this race is not for amateurs, folks.
There's a gap between those two boulders. Prepare for a barrel roll.
Rolling barrels!
Ow!
Ah, some really nice flying from Bad Call Billy.
All right, pull up sharp on the right, and then grab a shot off the next ledge.
Just gotta make a pit stop real quick.
Nice work, boss.
What was that?
Just a little bit of Bad Call bumping. I don't like how that sounds. I just ran the punk off the sky road.
Billy, not cool.
But within my racing rights.
Coming out of the pass, Billy and Hammerhand are neck and neck with newcomer Cloudakai making ground quick. It seems Traps in the Fourth didn't make the cut, but don't worry, the emergency crew will go get him. What's left, anyway?
They were out of sticks, so I just brought you an apple. What the?
You need to pick up the pace, Jazz.
I'm trying. They're really good, Georgie.
You have to make this look real. What do you think we're paying you for? We just gotta get them to use that storm drive. Then we'll have all the leverage against Delmont that the boss wants. Sorry this is harder than flying into the side of a bar, jeez.
Who are you talking to?
Gamba, what are you doing here?
I got you an apple without a stick. Are you rigging the race?
Me? Bad Georgie? No. My mama didn't raise me to rig. Like,
Georgie, where'd you go? I need your navigation, Georgie.
This doesn't seem right. I don't like this.
Cambo, Cambo, Cambo. Couldn't have just left well enough alone, could you?
Hey, let me go!
Take him somewhere he won't mess things up.
Sure thing, Georgie.
You won't get away with this!
It's still anyone's race as Hammerhand, Billy, and Cloudakai square off on the open straight. Hammerhand is boxing Bad Call at a first, but who knows how long they can keep it up.
We're about to pass through Pitch Black Trench.
Ooh, great date spot.
This is our chance to overtake Hammerhand. On my mark, cut the headlight.
Delmont, it's too narrow to fly blind.
Just do it. Now die.
The racers are entering Pitch Black Trench. And it's as friendly as it sounds. About 10 seconds of pitch blackness between a pair of ever-narrowing walls. A steady hand can focus and make it out the other side. But if you can't...
Boss, look out. Some wimps in the back are flying to the top of the trench.
Right where we want them.
Deli, what are you talking about?
This is our chance to make some brow.
We can't see anything down here.
Exactly. No one will know we're down here. It's the perfect time to strike. Get ready to floor it. 3, 2, 1. And cut the lights. Go.
What? Where did they go?
See you at the finish line.
That doesn't sound good.
Stop fighting me. It's no use.
This goon is right. I need to find a way to warn Delmont. But I can't overpower the goon, so I'll have to outsmart them. But how? Hey, look over there!
Huh? What? Where? Dang it, not again!
Billy is peeling out of the trench, followed by Hammerhand. Wait, it appears one racer is trailing a lot of vapor. They're too close to tell which one it is. Hey, you can't be in here! Get that down!
Get it! Where are you going? Delmont, we're trailing vapor.
Cut vapor to the left condenser.
We'll lose our lead.
It's better than falling out of the sky.
Fine.
Off the road, Grandpa.
Boss, what's going on out there? They're gaining on you.
Yeah, Georgie, we're dead in the water.
No. No, no, no! It's...
I know you can be a sore loser, but no need to...
We never lose.
What are you doing?
We aren't going to lose to some pack like Hammerhand. I'm firing up the Turbonator Drive.
I thought it wasn't ready.
Told you that so you wouldn't ask to use it. Get ready. There's gonna be a kick. In 5, 4, 3, 2...
Delmont! Hammerhand is a hoax. They are being paid off by Bad Georgie. This is a false flag situation! Will you be quiet? I'm trying to warn my friend about a false flag situation.
What?
What? No way.
Billy was in on it the whole time. He baited you using your ego. It was textbook manipulation. Are you hearing this?
You just wanted me to build this storm engine for you. This was all a set. Did you bust the condenser on purpose?
Deli, come on.
You played me, Billy. That's messed up.
Don't stress, little cricket. It's just like you said. We never lose.
Billy, stop.
You can be mad after we win this race.
Billy, turn it off. It's barely holding together.
Can you untie my hands? For your safety, just move the light closer to me. Sorry about that, race fans. We are having an issue up here in the booth. But it seems like I returned at the right time. The racers are weaving through the floating hills in the home stretch. Looks like a disruption storm is rolling in behind them. Hammerhand has the lead, and honestly, everyone else is playing for second. They have an enormous... Wait, who is that peeling around the hills?
You are putting too much stress on the engine. It's going to form a super cyclone.
We're almost there.
Billy is approaching the pack fast. It looks like he's riding some kind of turbo tornado. The weather controllers aren't going to be happy about this one.
Billy, you are causing a dangerous weather phenomenon.
No, Delmont, we are.
You're right. But it's never too late to take control of your life.
Whoa, are you trying to wreck us?
I'm taking control. Ah!
Billy was back in this race, but has dropped out of the sky into his own Turbonado. Oh, yikes. Well, that does it, folks. Hammerhand is moments away from the finish line. And Hammerhand takes the victory, their first win since leaving the Bad Call crew.
Communicator, note to self, smooth out the e-brake protocol.
Noting.
What was that?
You were going to hit the city with a Turbonado.
It's the Cloud Pre. Anything goes.
You really wanted to win that badly?
Didn't you?
Boss, are you okay? I thought you were a goner. I don't know what I would have done if something had happened.
Get away from me.
I just wanted to make sure you're okay.
You ratted me out to that nosy little cricket over there. You gotta learn to put a cork in it.
You finally admitted it. You used me.
Of course I did. I thought you were the smart one.
You idiot! You could have gotten us killed.
I was showing you what you gave up to live your sad little corporate life. You said it yourself. You're miserable there. You should be thanking me.
Thanking you? You've never done anything for me, Billy. You're walking snake oil.
So what? You're gonna crawl back to X-Corp? You didn't even complete your assignment.
Just take your pet roach and get out of here. Before I do something I regret.
Delmont, are you okay?
Yeah, just a few scrapes and bumps.
No.
What?
He doesn't get off that easy. And we still need to participate in an obscure competition with an estranged friend and win. Bad call, Billy. I challenge you to hot dog sudden death.
What was that?
I had plenty of time to read the bad call handbook this past week. Anyone can challenge crew leader to a sudden death dog off for the bad call crew crown. Unless you're more chicken than dog, Billy.
What did you say to me? I should have you.
He's right. You refuse the challenge.
You refuse the crew.
It's all good to me. Where and when?
Here. Now.
And Delmont will be eating in my honor. Then I'll forgive them for not listening to me.
Yeah, I deserve that.
You really haven't learned a thing, have you? Bad Georgie, tell the crew to bring the dogs. I'm hungry.
Hammerhand, this is your first major victory as the head of your own crew. How does it feel?
I'd like to thank my parents and my Uncle Jumbus who taught me...
Yeah. No one cares. Announcer, we need you over here.
It seems like we have a second show today, folks. Please direct your attention to the old folding table full of hot dogs.
But my thank you speech, I...
That's a lot of dogs. Horrible, disgusting, existentially mortifying dogs.
But you got this, Delmont.
Yeah.
You both know the rules. 60 seconds, 60 dogs. Most dogs scarfed or first to clear their plate wins. I want a clean scarf. No mustard in the eye, no relish down the pants, no driving through the walls, just good, clean dogging.
Mm-hmm.
Could have had it all. Speed, fame, fortune. But you were too scared to be yourself, Deli.
Oh, sorry. Did you say something?
Okay, you got me.
But you'll never wear this crown.
All right, on my go. 3, 2, 1, dog! This is the sport, my lovely audience. While shocking to watch, much more horrifying to endure. Delmont is using a controversial double bun technique, giving them a solid
Come
edge
on,
over
boss.
William of Bad Call.
Delmont, keep doing whatever you're doing. I can't tell because I can't watch this.
With 45 seconds left to go, Delmont is comfortably ahead with, my goodness, 15 dogs already scarfed? Like some sort of... hot dog downing automaton.
No! I'm joking.
Billy?
Boss, you
I'm
right.
joking.
Stand up.
Thanks, Delmont, for being so gullible.
Ah! Oh, no, you don't.
It seems moments after saving Bad Call Billy's life,
Billy has pushed Delmont to the ground in an attempt to claim victory. Sudden death really brings out the best and worst in people. Delmont is back at the table, triple dogging and double fisting, making up for lost time. It's gonna be a close one. With 10 seconds left on the clock, this will come down to the last dog.
Come on, Delmont, scarf those dogs. Ugh.
Oh no, they're losing steam. Gotta do something.
Oh no!
I'm falling! I'm falling on the table!
I don't know why people need to keep crashing into things, but it doesn't matter because that is time!
Kenya, what was that? Are you okay?
A wild match, and one we eagerly want the results of. Let's count these dogs.
What dogs? I'm all out.
Can we get eyes on that? Oh, really? Sorry, Billy, but it appears that half a dog rolled under the table when that orange guy flung himself into it.
Trash. I demand a recount.
And what of Delmont's dogs? Our telliers tell me with a clean plate, Delmont wins and is the new leader of the Bad Call Crew.
Assignment completed. Participate in an obscure competition with an estranged friend and win. Great job.
Yeah, right. No one will listen to you. The people love Billy.
Sorry, Billy. I mean, ex-boss. We gotta follow the rules of the Bad Call Code.
My first order as crew leader is to resign and appoint William Badcall as leader.
What?
Keep your crown. You need it more than me. Cameo, call us a cloud cap, please.
This isn't over, Deli. Oh, this is far from over. Badcall Billy will have his day once more.
And in other news, a Turbonado was spotted high above outer Europe.
Hi. Actually, could you turn that off, please? I can't believe we won. I could have sworn I only ate 59 hot dogs. You've been abnormally quiet this whole time. Are you still mad at me?
Ew! You're here, you're real, and you're not touching a hot dog.
What did you just throw out the window?
Okay, you got me. I've been frozen in fear. I slipped one of your hot dogs in my turtleneck when I fell into the table.
Cameo, you faced your fear. And you cheated.
Can't leave all the bad calls to you. I once had a bit of a bad boy arc, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. Well, thanks, Cameo. I appreciate it.
I think I'm gonna rest my eyes now. It's been a long, hot dog-ful day. Ugh.
Communicator, delete the talking tech making magic recording.
Are you sure? I cannot re-engage the indecisiveness protocol again.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Deleting.
Bye, Billy.
This episode is dedicated to the loving memory of Liam McCarty. We'll all miss you. If you want to find out more about the world of Ready Made Utopia, you can follow us on any of the major social media platforms or visit readymadeutopia.com. You can support the podcast by joining the Ready Made Utopia Patreon or by visiting our online shop. Word of mouth does so much to help us reach a wider audience, so if you enjoyed the show, please tell a friend, rate, and review us on your podcast player. On behalf of the entire Experience Corporation team, thank you so much. The world of Ready Made Utopia is created by Kate Nichols and Vanessa Thurlow. The role of Delmont is played by Len Sheth, and Cameo is played by Samuel Levitt. This episode features Liam McCarty as Bad Call Billy, Scott Elsner as Announcer, Christian Rasmussen as Hammerhand, and our own Caleb Davey as Bad Georgie. This episode was written by Len Sheth and Samuel Levitt. Vanessa Thurlow is director of sound design, producer, and composer. Theme song written by Vanessa Thurlow and Len Sheth, performed by Christian Rasmussen. Our show art was created by Kate Nichols. Our executive producers are Susan Fair, Bob Levitt, Louise and Raj, and the Elsner family. Full credits can be found in the show notes. Until next time, don't forget to experience the world.